This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
How does this Cowboys team get better in a hurry? Oh, they better hit on these draft picks that they got. That's what we're going to talk about here in Below the Belt. We will head to Indianapolis for the scouting combine 1 week from tomorrow. I'm excited.
I know you are. I was just about to say, I was listening to a little bit of the show yesterday, and I have not heard you hype up a trip this much. Feels like you're the master of ceremonies leading us around, which I'm kind of terrified of. RJ said he got the dinner reservation that I'm convinced will be canceled. But then I'm not convinced it's canceled because you said no one's actually going to be out and about that I want to see and stargaze over because their reservations and dinners are going to start at 9 p.m. and ours is 6:30.
Roughly 9.
7:30.
9. So as we're leaving dinner, we may run into them coming in for their reservations. But 10 o'clock, Prime 47 opens up. They literally take out all their tables when the steakhouse would normally close and they say, we're staying open until 2 in the morning this week and we're going to turn it into a bar. So they put up all their tables except for a select few. Like David Cantor will usually say, well, I want a table, so I'm going to pay for one. So
that's
leave
an
it
agent.
Up. Yep, agent. That's DeMarcus Lawrence's agent. Also Rico Dowdle and Jordan Lewis. So we'll have to stop by Prime 47.
What's that?
A couple guys that won't be here next year.
Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe we'll just have to ask Jordan. Somebody there at Prime 47. Yeah, absolutely. Jordan Lewis is that's the... This era's dat win for Cowboys fans. But we'll be out there. It'll be a great trip. And we're going to be out there to check out the NFL Scouting Combine. And Dane Brugler has officially dropped his top 100 prospects of the NFL draft. Number one on his list, counter to what a lot of people are kind of shifting towards,
Carter.
Daniel Jeremiah and a lot of others are going towards Carter. And they've got Carter number one.
Abdul Carter.
He has Travis Hunter number one as a cornerback as the number one prospect in the draft. And I still think that's who I've got number one.
All right, so Dane has Travis one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I've got, that's who I still have as out of all the players that I've studied, which I'm, you know, 60 deep at this point, he's, Travis Hunter to me is the best player in the draft.
And Broadus has him as a receiver.
He believes he's a receiver, yeah. And I understand why. So this is the comparison that I've made before, is that when you watch him play, he's much lighter than Jalen Ramsey was. But he's physical. He's a good cover guy. He's incredibly like high IQ. He reminds me very much of Ramsey as a corner. As a receiver, he could still be like a Pro Bowl level receiver. But I look at him as like Chris Godwin, which is like Godwin's good. But if you told me I could have Godwin or Ramsey, I want Jalen Ramsey.
Give me the corners in like the last three drafts who you had scouted better than Hunter.
Oh my gosh. Off the top of my head, I don't think anybody's been ahead of what I would have Hunter at. Hunter's way up at the top for me. Like to me, I don't think that there's a, I really liked years ago Marshawn Lattimore. But that was, it's Lattimore, Ramsey are the guys that kind of pop into
Okuda?
My head.
Okuda Matata?
I had Okuda high. I didn't have Okuda as high as I did Hunter, but I definitely had him near the top. I thought Okuda was really good. I really liked CJ Henderson from Florida a couple years ago, but he ended up having a lot of mental health issues and different things like that. But Travis Hunter would...
Quinyon Mitchell?
I did not have Mitchell as high as I have Hunter. Hunter would be...
Terry and Arnold?
Nope, not even close. The guys that would be close would be Lattimore and Jalen Ramsey in the last 10 years for me. But I think he's absolutely fantastic as a corner and just natural and has complete feel of how to play the position. All the instincts are perfect. And look, as a receiver, if he was only a receiver, I'd be very much in favor of taking him in the top 10. He just wouldn't be my number one player.
Wow.
He is truly unique and a fantastic player. He's got him at cornerback. That's where Dane Brugler has him ranked. You go down the list, he's got Ashton Jeanty ranked number 5 on this list, which we're still trying to... That feels like that's going to be what sets up as, okay, what's the big argument that people go value versus, like, he's so good. It's like the Bijan question that never was actually going to get to the Cowboys. This one has a real chance to get to him. If the Cowboys don't take him at 12, a lot of people are speculating Jeanty could fall all the way to 19 as the 5th best player in the NFL or in the NFL draft because of just the type
positional
of
value.
It's the type of player he does. These are some of my notes that I've got on Jeanty after I watched him play, because Jeanty to me is he's top 3 player in the draft. I've got him in the top 3. But he's like, he looks like a pinball when you watch him run. Like, he just bounces off of people. He's got great balance. His body control, his ability to stay upright through traffic is fantastic. It is incredibly rare to see him go down on first contact. I don't know if I can remember a single time on tape where he went down on the first hit. It's consistently, you have to group tackle him in order to be able to knock. What's interesting about him is a deficiency I feel like is, as physical as he is and as much as he bounces, he is not a great short yardage back. Like, when he's in space, he's difficult to bring down and he bounces off of people and he's really tough to tackle. But when you get really tight in between the tackles and it's short yardage and it's just push, like, I do kind of wonder about that lower body churn of his, if that's going to be a strength of his. But, I mean, this is a guy who they will line up to play outside at receiver and throw him, you know, they'll have him run legitimate routes as receiver. It's almost just as fun to watch him pass protect as it is to watch him run the ball. He's really violent picking up blitzes and really physical and really smart. I think he's fantastic. Biggest problem is just if you look at the NFL and college, it's like 3 times in the last 20 years that even an NFL player touched the ball as much in a season as Jeanty touched it this year. Like, he is, you're talking about guys who play 18 games potentially when you include the playoffs. Jeanty was equaling their total grammar. He had over 400 touches this year. He had more scary, touches, man, this year than Rico Dowdle had in his career heading into this season.
Now, the punishment of a college game, not necessarily what it is in the NFL, but still, it's scary.
No, but
that's a lot of car crashes.
Yeah, and his style, though, is very physical. And that's the type of football that he plays. The Cowboys are picking 12th. The number 12 prospect on this list is Mike Green, the edge rusher from Marshall. Wolchuk and Brian are really high on him. He's a really fun player, really bendy type of edge rusher. He's picking up a lot of momentum. But I think when you're looking at value and some of the things that make sense for the Cowboys, if one of those receivers can get down to 12 for you, it's so thin behind the top group that I would be in favor of let's take a Tetaroa McMillan, or we got to really strongly look at Luther Burden from Missouri, because we got to know if we're going to have the receiver here. We don't want to have a running back situation where we say we'll get one later, like last year's draft, and then they get wiped out.
So you want to reach a little bit because of the lack of depth, the drop-off.
McMillan wouldn't be a reach. You'd have to pray he gets down to you. That's the receiver from
Arizona.
Gosh, Arizona, yeah. You would have to pray that he gets down to you, because right now he's probably 8-9 range. Burden would be a little bit early, but I would guess trade back, maybe pick up that 4th that you gave away for Mingo, take Burden. Or at that point, as they head into the draft, are they going to look at a Cooper Kupp? Are they going to look at, you know, one of these free agent receivers? Do they go, oh, you know what, let's bring Stephon Diggs in here on a value deal, see if we can build back up his value, get him in here with his brother, let's get one of these veteran receivers, and then we've covered ourselves and we can just pick best player at number 12 instead of...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Feeling like we're reaching. The most recent mock draft I saw from Dane had Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, going to Dallas, which I think even though it's a corner and not a defensive lineman, I think selling Cowboys fans on a Michigan player would probably be pretty tough in the first round again. But look, you'd be replacing potentially Jordan Lewis with somebody like that, knowing that Trayvon Diggs is probably not going to be at full strength when the season rolls around. All right, so that's just kind of a quick overview of some of the guys that Dane Brugler has at the top of his board. Really quickly, the Chiefs. When was the last time you saw an NFL player's retirement being extensively covered by Page Six and People Magazine and Us Weekly?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, that's true.
Brett Favre?
That's true. There are plenty of them, I guess.
Tay-Tay.
Travis Kelce has been given a deadline by the Kansas City Chiefs of March 14th, according to The Athletic, and now it's being picked up by everywhere else, all the gossip rags, and they're saying March 14th, we got to know, because March 10th is the beginning of free agency, and the way that Travis's contract structure set up and the way that they're going to be spending, they want to know by the fifth day of the league year, all right, what are you doing, so that we can make plans and react accordingly. They don't want to be set in the same position that the Cowboys got 6-7 years ago when Jason Witten retired, where it's like he's retiring on draft weekend and then they're like, well, crap, I guess we got to figure something out here. So they've given Kelce that deadline. So in about 3 weeks, that'll be one of the things I bet we hear while we're out in Indy. We'll hear just buzz about what is Kelce going
to
be doing.
Does that seem a little cutthroaty to you? What would the Cowboys do in that situation? Did they tell just Jason Witten, you let us know when you're ready? Can you imagine them giving a deadline, or maybe we just don't find out about one?
Yeah, you may not find out about one. It just seems like if this is one of the guys that's going to go and he's going to have his number retired, I'm sure. It seems a little... it's too cutthroaty.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think you could say it like this: hey, it would really help us out. Like,
yeah,
we need we would like to know.
We would like to know a deadline.
Yeah, but we'd like to know by March 14th.
but if he's been flirting with this, which it sounds like he has been hinting, this could be his last year throughout the year. So if they've just kind of been
in the Super Bowl, he said, "I'm coming back. I'm playing." He's flip flopped.
But and that's the thing. I think for them, they just go like, "Hey, totally cool with whatever decision you make," but like, we really just for like being able to execute, we gotta know.
But so again, it's like a company. If you die, your job's posted 48 hours later.
97 catches for 823 and 3 touchdowns. His career low in touchdowns on the year. It felt like he was dead and gone first half of the season. Mm-hmm. Resurgence, and then playoffs had some quiet games.
Saints new head coach, Ellen Moore, as Gail Benson introduced him as.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
She introduced him. She said, we wanted somebody who was really smart, and that's why we hired Ellen Moore. And so he gets called Keelan here by Jerry and Ellen by Gail Benson. But we asked the question, can Kellen Moore command a room? That was going to be a big part of the equation here when you determine if you wanted him as the head coach of the Cowboys. Ultimately, the Cowboys go the direction of Brian Schottenheimer. But that question of commanding the room is coming up with Saints reporters now and Saints fans and saying, okay, he's got the X's and O's, but what about being a leader? Well, Kat Terrell from ESPN, also former college paper associate or colleague of David Hellman at LSU. Kat Terrell had talked to Lane Johnson and asked him, hey, what's your take on Kellen Moore? You've been around the NFL for a long time. You've been in a bunch of different locker rooms. What's your thought on him? So Lane Johnson had said, what matters to me is whenever he gets on the board and talks to us and you really see what type of genius he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's throwing out the G word.
Ellen Moore.
He throws it out a second time. Yeah, there you go. Ellen Moore. He throws it out a second time.
Let me hear it one more time. Clean.
Ellen Moore.
There's no AI. K. No, that's Gail Benson.
Ellen Moore.
He says, so those actions speak louder than words. But he's also able to command a room, and he's a fun personality. There's a lot of depth to him, and he lets, I guess, few people see it, but he takes up a room when he gets under there and is able to be a genius. So that's how I see it. So sort of what we talked about when, before the Schottenheimer hire happened, we talked about, hey, let me ask some people outside of here, what are your takes on Kellen Moore? And a lot of people said, he's not a big, loud personality, but he's such a clear visionary and so good at explaining things. Guys follow that. And so that's the way that he commands, is just with his ability to teach.
Below the belt, every day at this time on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Bobby going to be heading out to Frisco, where all the coaches are going to be talking today. A full recap of that with audio tomorrow. Do the Dallas Mavericks even know what a power ranking looks like anymore? And a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway to hook you up with next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.